David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 310. My goodness, what a day it's been.
I'm feeling a bit on edge today.
I've returned back to Hartlepool, and my dad and his fiancée, Irene, have just got a new phone. And the ringtone, I've just heard the ringtone for it, and it's a bit of an odd one. What's weird about it is the fact that the bass unit that you put the cordless phone on has a different tone, has a different tune to the actual phone. So you've got the cordless phone tune and you've got the bass tune, and they're completely different, in completely different keys. They're out of time with each other, and it just creates this odd, unsettling sound. This is what it sounds like. Yeah, to be honest, I was struggling for things to talk about today. Nothing really much has happened of newsworthiness or anything, so it's been a bit of a slow news day, hasn't it? So I thought we'd talk about my cordless phone instead. There was something else, actually. I think I was on edge before this point, but I can't quite remember what that thing was, but it was something that irritated me earlier in the day. Right, so here we go. This is the sound of the phone. How ridiculous is that? Completely out of time with each other, completely out of tune. It seems very unnecessary to have two separate tunes, and they don't really weave over the top of each other. I mean, it might be quite nice if they'd have sort of done theme and variations, maybe. So you've got the bass unit, which does a melody, and then you've got the cordless phone, which does a counter melody. And there's two cordless phones and two bass units, so maybe the other bass unit could do a supporting melody, and then there could be another counter melody on top of that from the other cordless phone. That might be quite nice. That would fill the house with a bit of harmony when the phone rings. This is just a cacophony of sounds. If, for whatever reason, you've got the two phones in the same room, maybe you've got one on the bass unit, you've got another one on the sofa, then you've got three things going on at the same time. And even though the first cordless phone and the second cordless phone are playing the same tune, they're both doing it at different times. So it just creates this cacophony. Well, come on, David, don't just tell us about it. We want to hear it. Well, that's a... Okay, well, if you insist, I'll get the other cordless phones. I'll show you what I mean. Okay, here we go. How stupid is that? Makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Just imagine how nice it could be if they had, like, counter melodies that were in the same key. So that set me on edge a little bit. But as I say, I think I was already on edge before that. Just trying to remember what it was that's irritated me. There's something that happened earlier today. What was it? Oh, yes. Donald Trump is the president of the United States of America. That's the one. I haven't really got anything to say about that anyway, but you may be wondering, if you're listening to this on the podcast version or something like that, and you look at the date and it says the 5th of November, and you think, well, how do you know that Donald Trump's been elected? The reason is because I'm recording this on the 9th of November. I've tried to keep this quiet, but then obviously, even if I don't have anything to say on the subject, I've at least got to acknowledge that Trump was elected. So basically, we've managed to get 4 days behind on the dollops. Now, the original challenge was to write/record and then release a dollop on a daily basis for the next 366 days of 2016. And I think it was probably about before the 100th dollop when the challenge to release a dollop on a daily basis failed because of internet and things like that. But I did at least write and record a dollop every day, and I am pleased to say that that has continued. I have written and recorded a dollop every single day. The only thing that hasn't happened is sometimes I've not uploaded it, and that's generally because if I've done a recorded dollop, I've not got round to editing it because I've ended up being too busy or I've been tired, so I've released it the day after. And by doing that, I've ended up getting now 4 days behind. It's just kind of happened. I think it was since August. I managed to get a day behind in August, and then as we got to mid-September, got 2 days behind. As we went into October, 3 days behind, and then in November I've now managed to get 4 days behind, because it's just a case of not finding the time to edit. So at some point before the end of the year, I now need to make up 4 days, because this project has to end on New Year's Eve. Dollop 366 will be released on New Year's Eve. So at some point I've got to find the time to release four extra dollops. So it's not just a case of me doing a dollop every day now. There's another 3 dollops that I've still got to release. So it's going to, the challenge is quite weighty, especially when you consider that there's a singing weekends which are going on at the moment, and we're in schools for most of the other days of the week. So it's a massively busy time at the moment, but at some point I've got to make up this shortfall. That's going to be interesting. Well, maybe it's not going to be that interesting, really. So there you go. There's a bit of an update on the challenge. I'll tell you something that is interesting, though. Our feature, Hey, Unable to be Looking, What You're Gonna Be Cooking. So yesterday I gave you a list of ingredients that I'd bought from the shop, and you had to guess what I would be cooking with those ingredients. And Jill got it right. She says, you're cooking kedgeree. Indeed I was. Well done. Excellent. A feature worthy of BBC local radio there. And then the day after we might do What's That Sound? Can you guess the sound? All sorts of exciting features. As I say, we're always pioneering, always evolving on the dollops. You know, we're not retiring on our laurels. You know, and it's not because I don't have any laurels. I have laurels to hand, and I could quite happily and easily rest upon them if I wanted to. But no, I'm not going to. I mean, the laurels are there. They're tempting me. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, they're very tempting, the laurels. But no. I'm going to stay away from those laurels until next year. So January the 1st next year. Then I'll be resting on those laurels. You, seriously. And of course, if you're saying, you keep saying those laurels rather than my laurels, David, are they even your laurels? Because if anyone knows anything about resting on laurels, it's that you have to rest on your own laurels. You know, there's a lot of people frown upon resting on other people's laurels. And I don't want to make it clear that the laurels are mine. Anyway, well, it got good towards the end, didn't it? I mean, the resting on my laurels bit was absolutely brilliant. Top-notch stuff there. As you can probably hear, there are sounds from the kitchen. That is my dad and Irene. And as I walk into the kitchen and say hello to them, they've just arrived back, I will say goodbye to you. Just passing my laurels on the way to the kitchen. Just passing the laurels there. So thank you very much for listening. I'll be back for Dollop 311 tomorrow. Until then, goodbye. Hello, Irene.
Hiya, David. You all right, dear?
Yes.
Ah.